This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's hour two of the GBAC Nation. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas on Lemon. Come on by for some delicious food and beverage. It's a proper football Friday. Week one of the NFL season is already underway. A thrilling game last night with Kansas City and Baltimore. And we are heading for Cowboys-Browns Sunday, a 3:25 kickoff here on your home of the Cowboys as Stephen Jones joins us now here on the Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon, guys. I'm doing well.
Right on. It's great to hear your voice and to reopen another season with you. Thank you so much for that. I do have to ask as we open this up, is it possible we have a contract announcement for the quarterback in the next couple of days? Are talks still ongoing?
Yeah, I hope it's a possibility. We continue to, have productive visits and talks, and we'll continue to work.
Steven, I mean, these quarterbacks, it's crazy. You look up, it's like, this guy gets 55, next guy 58. Before we know it, we're getting a $70 million quarterback, and we've seen some chatter this offseason. Maybe you have a salary cap that is separate just for quarterbacks. I mean, you're in the midst of this competition committee. Is that something you see happening at all down the line?
Well, I think it's something that certainly, people are looking at. I mean, obviously, you know, these quarterbacks are, the most important position on the team. I think anybody would agree with that. And, certainly they get in situations, not unlike Dak with us, that they, and certainly Troy was that way, and certainly Tony was that way. And, you know, when you have good ones, you want to keep them. And so they've got good leverage. So, that's something that, obviously as you look around, that you have to have these guys, but, you've got to make decisions on, a supporting cast and what goes around them, and those are decisions teams have to make.
Logistically, how would that work?
I wouldn't say that it's any great depth of discussion at this point, but so too early to make any type of comment on something like that.
But the goal is to kind of keep franchise quarterbacks with the team that has them already. Would that be like the goal of a rule like that?
Well, I think, like I said, I just don't know. It's too early to make a comment on any type of rule. Obviously, we have franchise tags in the CBA currently that give you a chance to keep the franchise quarterbacks if that's what the team wants. And certainly, in Dak's case, he's going to have a big say where he wants to play.
And is it fair to assume if the deal doesn't get done by this weekend, probably doesn't happen till after the season gets done?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals. We're working hard, got our eye on the ball, and see what happens. And I know in the meantime, Dak and our team's got their eye on beating the Browns.
Steven, how do you find a way to draft offensive linemen and plug and play them and get them ready as the way you guys do?
Well, my hat's off, you know, in general, to Will McClay and his staff, and then certainly to Mike McCarthy and his staff and other coaching staffs that have been through here when we've drafted linemen. You know, I think communication is paramount in terms of, you know, what you're looking for, what kind of scheme you're running. Are you running a zone scheme? Are you running a man scheme? I mean, all of those are things that, you know, go into how you pick offensive linemen, what kind of football character do you want in these guys. And, you know, I think Will McClay and his group have just done a great job of understanding what our coaching staff needs to execute their particular scheme. And certainly we've been fortunate to have luck, and certainly it looks like we've had some good picks again here, obviously, with Guyton starting at left tackle and BB starting at center, and we actually like Nate Thomas as well as a future guy. But you got to, you know, most of, as you see when you look across our line now, those guys are all homegrown guys. You've got Steele and Zach to go with those guys, so it's a great group, and certainly think a lot of them, and think we're going to have a really solid offensive line this year.
Steven, as the director of player personnel, when you looked at your linebacker situation, it looks like to me that you said, hey, not going to go through what we went through last year. It looks like to me you've made a real effort to add players that they really kind of very instinctual players, good athletes, guys that can tackle, guys that can play in space. Was that something you just didn't want to live through again, what happened to you a little bit last year?
I'm sorry, I missed the first, the position part.
The linebacker. Yes, sir, the linebackers. You know, it looked like to me like as you didn't want to live through what you lived through last year. I know you played a lot of dime package stuff because of scheme and maybe because of some necessity, but it looks like to me as the director of player personnel, you said, I'm not going through this anymore. We're going to get us some linebackers, and you went out and did just that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, every scheme's different, and there's a lot of different ways to have success and, in this league defensively. And Dan went about it one way, and certainly, getting Zim back in the building, we know him well. He's got a different way that he goes about playing defense. And I think both are successful. Obviously, you know what we thought of Dan, and you also know what we thought of Mike Zimmer, both of them successful head coaches. But I think Zim had an influence on that, too, in terms of really kind of wanting to beef up a little more in terms of moving forward, maybe focusing on stopping the run even more so personnel-wise than Dan did. But at the same time, we had really successful defenses turning the ball over and getting pressure on the passer with Dan. And what you really want is all the above, but sometimes that can be a challenge to have the personnel to do all the above. But that's the ultimate goal, is to stop the run and then go get pressure on the quarterback and get the ball. But I think there was we knew we needed backers the last couple of years, and fortunately Overshown, who I think is going to be a great player, had the unfortunate knee injury right off the bat, and that really put us behind the eight ball as well, and required us to bring Bell up, who at the end of the day is probably more safety than he is a linebacker. But he played some really good football for us last year, filled in admirably, and did a nice job. But obviously, you can see we're going for some backers there that little heavier handed, and put Bell back, and he can bring it there from the safety spot.
And you draft Carson, though, and man, he looked like just an outstanding prospect coming out of Wake Forest. And then he's getting an opportunity, another rookie there. But kind of talk about him and the evaluation when you, Will, the scouts, when you drafted him. I think you probably had a plan for what he could do, but here he is going to likely start for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh.
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do this week in week one.
Yeah, I mean, from the day he's walked in the door, he's impressed around here. And you know this, Brian. Zim's a tough guy to impress.
Absolutely. And,
especially at that corner position. Zim's, you know, he cut his teeth as a back-end coach, and, you know, he knows what he wants in the secondary. But, you know, he's had his eyes on Carson, as I said, from the day he walked in the door. You know, in terms of what we saw in the draft, you see a big guy, a physical guy who can tackle, but also run and cover. And with his length, you know, he's what you're looking for. I mean, you look out there and you see Diggs and you see a big, strong guy out there and go get the ball. You know, the training camp from week one, you know, he kept showing up. He's going to be 21 now, but he was 41 in camp and he kept showing up, you know, making plays on the ball, getting picks, intercepting the ball. Just did a great job for us. And I know, you know, our guys feel really comfortable that, you know, with Bland being out here for the, you know, first month of the season, that Carson's going to step up and do a great job for us.
Stephen Jones with us. Yeah, Carson, one of four rookies starting for the Cowboys for the first time in history in week one. Browns 8-1 at home last year. Stephen, how confident are you going in that, you know, everybody's ready to do what it takes to get the win?
Well, that's a really good football team. And you look at what they got accomplished last year. They did it with, I think, four or five different quarterbacks. Playing quarterback and made it to the playoffs. So hats off to them. You know, the coach up there does a great job. They've done a great job with their personnel. They got some really, really top football players. So, I mean, this is a well-coached team that's got really good personnel. And to go on the road there in the first game, we have our hands full and are playing a, you know, a playoff caliber football team. And, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to go on the road and win these games. And it's going to be a big challenge for us.
There's certainly a team that ran the football really well last year. You went ahead and brought in Jordan Phillips, Linval Joseph towards the end of training camp. How you feeling about that defensive tackle room right now heading into week one?
Much, much better. I mean, you know, as you mentioned, we brought two full-grown men that are played in this league and play with heavy hands and are big against the run. But the one that's really coming on is Mozzie Smith. And you know, he's back up to weighing 320 plus, kind of, you know, what we wanted him at when he came in here. He dropped some weight, I think, wanting to be quick and rush the passer, a la the way, you know, feeling like Dan wanted him to do more of that. But, boy, he's had a great camp, and he is really going to benefit from being around Phillips and Linval Joseph. And then, of course, it goes without saying, Osa's a great football player, great three technique for us last year, and is really playing great football here through training camp and as we enter the season. So we really feel good about that group of defensive tackles. And then we got, of course, Chauncey is really, I think, coming into his own. And he'll bring us a great element there, rushing from the inside and playing that big end spot outside on rundowns.
Steven, if you asked me to, last time you cared about what I thought about your team was 2005, but if you asked me if, hey, who's a breakout player for you, I would say that Jalen Tolbert would be that guy. I felt like at camp, him and Brooks, initially the battle was pretty close, and then Tolbert found a way to separate. Are you guys in the personnel side seeing the same thing, or am I seeing that the wrong way?
Well, Tolbert's just done a great – Cooks has been skipping around on you, little Brian, but Cooks has been a great mentor and leader for that room, and in particular, Jalen Tolbert. And he's really fashioned his work ethic after Cooks, who's one of the true pros in this league, one of the best guys we've had through this building that wasn't homegrown, that's come in here and made a huge difference. First-class man on and off the field. But you're correct, he got a lot better last year, and then I think he's only gotten better through camp. And not that Brooks hadn't done a great job too, but I would say that JT right now is our number three. And then the one you got to look out for, though, that's part of this rookie class is Fournay. And he does some things that the rest of the group, the Tolberts and the Brooks can't do. Is he's just got really strong hands and really go get a ball and, you know, snatches it. And, you know, he missed the first week of camp and got a little bit behind, but boy, did he come strong. And I know we think a lot of him. And don't be surprised, he'll probably start out the season being inactive several times, but at some point look for him to make a move as well.
You bring back Zeke week one. He was top of the depth chart. But how do you envision that running back room and that playing out this year?
Yeah, I think we've got a really good room that can all of them have their strong points. Certainly Zeke, we know what he did for us 2 years ago in terms of getting the ball in the end zone in particular, and that was something that when he left we struggled with was, getting the ball in the end zone once we got in the red zone. So I think he's going to bring that element to the table. I think you'll see everybody participate. I know they're coming up with packages for Deuce. And then, as we were able to work. He played for Zim up in Minnesota. They had a good relationship. But getting Dalvin Cook in here is a guy, too, that'll give us options as we move through the season.
Steven, there were a couple articles written about this cash spending trend and how the Cowboys have ranked 30th the last couple of years. Could you help explain what the cash spending in terms of the cap really even means and maybe a philosophy that goes along with that?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, a team, and I think anybody would confirm this in analytics, teams are going to spend the same amount of cash over a four-year period. Now, some people stay middle of the pack through all of it. Some people spend really high amounts and are at the very top in terms of their cash spending, and then they have to go down because they spent so much cash and push things out that then they've already spent it, but it's counting against their cap in terms of proration. And so you don't spend as much cash, but you unfortunately you've spent the cash in previous years, and that's still counting against your cap. I know, the last couple of years we had, the year before that, we had the big spend with Dak and Amari 1 year that really pushed us to the very top. And, depending on what happens here, we probably going to be, right there at the very top again when we're done, hopefully with CD. And then if we're able to get something done with Dak, we're going to end up having a lot of cash outlay and cash spend. But basically, my point is, that's one of the unique things about the NFL. Every team's going to spend the same amount of money if you spend to the cap every year on their players, which most teams do.
Thank you for that, Steven, and thanks for joining us again for this season. It means a lot to us. We look forward to it, and give them hell up there. We'll be pulling for you.
Look forward to a great year with you guys. Thank you.
Cheers. Steven Jones with us Fridays, 3 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.